answer the question that people keep asking me, because I don't know what the answer is. What's the way it's asked is, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? What, I don't know if people ask you that question or not, but what am I supposed to tell those people?
That's a good question. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if there is anything wrong. You know, this is a game of football, and it's not, you know, he's not going to roll it out there every day and be perfect and be Superman. I mean, that's, I think the standards have been set, and he set them. I mean, he's played some fantastic football, and he will play fantastic football moving forward. Just right now, we're in a little bit of a lull. We're trying to get out of it, you know, and, you know, our passing game is a point of emphasis. We put on it this week, and you know, coach is a big believer, and we get what we emphasize, and we've put a point of emphasis on that, and we're expecting results. But to say there's anything wrong with Aaron, I don't think there's anything wrong.
When you put more emphasis on the passing game, for those of us on the outside, mm-hmm. What does that mean? What are you doing?
You know, without getting into scheme, we're just spending more time than we had in the past. So just, you know, putting little, you know, groups of time together where we're just putting more emphasis on it, whether it be out on the practice field, you know, or in the meeting room.
Are you guys doing a little more of the, again, if this is too much, I understand. Are you guys doing a little more of the meeting together as position groups than, like,
We still meet a lot together, in the passing game especially. So I don't know if that's really been the change. It's just maybe been some more time dedicated to it.
But still, he's completing, I think, 56% of his passes, and I think that goes to play. Obviously, that goes into his yards per attempt being way down the bottom. I mean, no one's ever used to seeing Aaron in the middle of the league, much less in the bottom of the league. Mm-hmm. Is there? And also, I don't know how else to ask it other than the way that Jason asked him. Is it befuddling to you, too, when you watch and it's just not even close efficiency-wise? And I guess probably not a whole Aaron Rodgers question. It's more of maybe a passing game-wide question. But
yeah, you know, I think right now it's four games in also. You know, it's four games in the season. It's barely, you know, a quarter of the way through. You know, we'll reassess this halfway through or, you know, and keep an eye on it. But, yeah, I don't see any reason to hit the panic button. You know, we'll work through these things, you know. Everywhere I've been, when you go through lulls, you know, you come out the other side of them. It just might be something, you know, you're 6 inches off here. And in the passing game, that's a lot. You know, you look at the interceptions, I mean, probably a total of, you know, 13 inches of not being where it should be resulted in two interceptions. So I have no problem with those. You know, those are going to happen. You're going to miss throws here or there. You know, I have no concern.
Sad to potentially lose Joe?
Yeah, you know, obviously Joe, I thought, did a great job. He's a great, you know, success story of a guy coming from a small school and making it and earning a spot on the team. And, you know, it's part of this business, and he understands that certainly, you know, that things happen throughout the course of a season, you know, and we appreciate all his efforts, obviously, and we loved him in the room, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a chance to run into him again down the road.
Did you have the unenviable task after breaking the good news to him that he made the 53 of telling him that you guys were making a change?
Yeah, Coach and I, you know, Coach and I pulled him aside and try to be honest with these guys and fair, and I think Joe appreciates that and understands the circumstances.
You mentioned that the passing game's a little bit of a lull and that it's only four games in. I think that a lot of the people that have our jobs and just general people on the outside sort of look at the lull dating back to last year, too, and they connect those two things.
Sure.
With only viewing it as four games in, does that mean you guys kind of flush everything that happened last year and don't necessarily see if there's any connectivity from last season?
Yeah, I don't think so. I know, in the connectivity, I think it's every season is a new season, you know, and you start with a clean palette and you work with that. You know, we'll get this thing turned around, there's no question.